A Turkish court has formally charged two British reporters and their Iraqi translator being members of ISIS. The reporters, Jake Hanrahan and Philip Pendlebury, work for the New York-based online news organisation Vice. They and their translator, Mohammed Ismail Rasul, were arrested while filming in Turkey's southeast region. The trio were filming clashes between security forces and Kurdish militants when they were questioned by police about their alleged links to Islamic State and Kurdish militants. All three will now stand trial for being members of a terrorist organisation. Kevin Sutcliffe is the head of news programming for Europe for Vice News. He joins us from London this morning. Kevin, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Hi, Fran. Thanks for having us on the show.
Kevin, just take us through, can you, how your reporters came to be stopped by police and then ultimately arrested and now face these charges?
Well, yes, late on Thursday night, early Friday morning, they were out in Diyarbakir, which is in eastern Turkey and in the Kurdish heartlands, and they were filming, as they had been for several days across the region, the clashes between Kurdish youths and the Turkish authorities. And obviously that's been an ongoing story for several weeks, hard to get to, and so we'd send them out there to try and find out on the ground what was going on. And it appears that after the late night filming, they were returning to their hotel when they were picked up and questioned. And we spent quite a bit of Friday trying to find out where they were, who had them, and what was going on.
And what is going on? What have you finally been able to find out?
Well, it's quite bizarre and frankly ludicrous, to be honest. We found out that they'd been arrested by Turkish police, were being held in Diyarbakir police station. Their equipment had been impounded, their notebooks, their computers, their cameras. And once we got some legal assistance to them, it became clear, partly through sort of that sort of informal network of gossip and rumour, that they were going to be charged with being associated with terrorist organisations. Now, in the first instance, it came out that they were supposedly connected in some way or working with ISIS and then the PKK, which, as anybody knows, those two organisations are opposed to each other and are fighting. So that started to make us think, well, you know what, this isn't ringing true, this is just what is going on. We eventually got legal advice to them. The authorities say that the charges now is a sort of rather vague charge, to be honest, which is sort of associating with a terrorist group now unnamed. They went to court. They were effectively remanded. The prosecutor says he's building a case against them. Our view is that obviously this is baseless, ludicrous, and anybody could see through this in about 2 minutes. This is about silencing press freedom. It's about trying not to have that part of the story reported, the clashes of across that region that have followed the bombing of both ISIL and the PKK by the Turkish government. And, you know, it's pretty transparent that if the Turkish government were thinking that arresting some legitimate British journalists was going to divert away from this story, they were wrong.
Let's look at it because, as you say, accusing them of being associated with both ISIS and the PKK makes absolutely no sense. The journalists were witnessing, I think, clashes between the Turkish security forces and the PKK. Is that a story the government doesn't want to get told at the moment, the Turkish government, because it's supposed to be focusing with the coalition forces on ISIS?
Well, it's interesting. We were in that region, and the reporter who's been detained, Jake Hanrahan, filed a very good report from that region a few months back, unmolested. You know, the custom and practice of being able to operate under the radar there quietly to get to the heart of the story worked. We've been in and out of that region a huge amount. Vice News' commitment, and if you watch our videos and see online, to that story, to Syria and the overspill in that area, has been intense over the last year. So, you know, you can only draw the conclusion that attitudes have hardened recently. The government has effectively ordered some form of crackdown, or indeed in this case wants to try and send out a message to the international journalistic community that it really doesn't want people poking around that part of the world.
It's 23 past six. Our guest is Kevin Sutcliffe. Kevin is the head of news programming for Europe for Vice News. Kevin, it's real shades of what happened to Al Jazeera and Australian-based journalist Peter Grester and some of his colleagues, three Al Jazeera journalists in Egypt. They were jailed for far too long and, in fact, have now just been charged and in prison for 3 years, his two colleagues. They were also accused of being associated with the Muslim Brotherhood. In Egypt, they were in effect just reporting the story. Do you see the shades of the same thing going on here? And what does this say to you?
Well, I mean, there clearly are parallels in the sense of a regime reacting and issuing what is a very authoritarian message. Its motivations are unclear. The sort of outcome is very obvious. They've just brought attention, international attention, because this story is now going around the world. The detention is going around the world. They just brought attention to what's going on in that part of the region, and their attempts to try and intimidate journalists is really only bringing more spotlight on them. You know, the Turkish government has a poor track record in press freedom and defending press freedom. It's worth pointing out that while we're very, very concerned for our team, imagine what it must like be to be a Turkish journalist trying to report independently and freely in that part of the world as well. You know, it's a tough assignment, and you need to be brave and very committed to get stories out of there.
And just very briefly, a senior Turkish official maintains that the Turkish government played no role in the arrests and is not pleased the three are being held. It seems this could be the regional authorities acting on their own. Do you make much of this?
Well, I just saw that, and it's an interesting development. We're just sort of trying to get to the bottom of that. I mean, it begs the question: who's in charge, and what is going on? It sort of begs more questions than it answers. And I think a government turning around and going, "Oh, it's nothing to do with us, Governor," is really troubling.
Kevin, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Kevin Sutcliffe is the head of news programming for Europe for Vice News, and two Vice News journalists are being held. Jake Hanrahan and Philip Pendlebury are being held, along with their interpreter.